are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, I almost want to say good day, mate, but I couldn't say it right because I got a Kiwi on, and they might not like it because Australia and the Kiwis, they get a little contentious sometimes with you. I'm not from there. I'm from there. But
all right. Now, I know you've interviewed a vaccine.
Yes, we've interviewed a vaccine.
A dog. And now you're interviewing a fruit?
A Kiwi. No. Someone from New Zealand. We got a really cool guy that's helping us out.
I've been living in a cave. Is that what you call somebody from New Zealand?
A Kiwi. Yeah. You didn't know that? Yeah. A little fuzzy little fruit. Well, he's not a fuzzy little fruit. We got Denny Heastand coming up from Electric Body next hour, which is really cool. By the way, it's Healing Revolution Friday, so you know what that means. Dr. Frank King, and we're going to talk about some really cool stuff related to detoxing environmental poisons and GMOs. So that's going to be good. Also, the Raw Milk Ride, the Freedom Ride's coming up on Tuesday. And thanks to three companies we're going to talk about over the next couple of days, a few days of the Robert Scott Bell Show, to thank them for their sponsorship. I'm going to be up there embedded. We're going to cover that event live. These Raw Milk Renegades, we love them. These moms that are going to, well, we'll get more on that in a moment. But, hey, Don, remember some time ago, it's been years probably, I talked about the issue of vitamin D and skin exposure to the sun. And I said, you know, ladies, go out there and expose at least 60% of your, or 40%, whatever it is. You know, go out in your backyard, take your shirts off, get some sun exposure. And somebody was offended as if I was telling women to just, you know, disrobe and walk down the street. But I wonder if those same people who were upset when I said this are going to be upset about this story. Because there's a scan van that is bringing mammograms to the street. They're literally going out with radiation vans to go, hey, ladies, come on over. Lady, come over here. Take your shirt off. Let's smush your mammaries in this machine and radiate them. That's offensive to me. It isn't the vitamin D now we're talking about. Is this amazing?
Wow. I mean, it kind of reminds me of, you know, like the van with the blacked out windows, you know, kind of driving around the neighborhood and, you know, the parents pulling their kids inside. Nah, you know, that looks suspicious. So there's a van that actually drives around and just says, hey, come on in and have a mammogram.
Yeah, right, have a mammogram. You don't have insurance, we'll give you radiation for free. You know, I wonder if they pulled all those. Remember Webvan before the internet bubble, the dot-com bubble? They had Webvan, all of these delivery vans all over the country delivering your groceries. They thought that was going to be a real good thing. That went bust. They converted all these Webvans. Now they're mammogram scan vans.
Well, you know, this is all part of Breast Cancer Awareness Month where everybody's walking around with, pink everything on. And I guess this is part of trying to save the lives of the women by shooting them with radiation. And it's not bad enough that they're advertising this and at what you buy pink everything. Yeah. But now they're driving around town, scooping people off the street and sticking them in the van and giving them mammograms.
You know, and it upsets me greatly. They take these beautiful women like Miss USA, Alyssa Campanella, and she's like now a spokesperson, a shill for this stuff. And she doesn't know. I mean, she's a beauty pageant contestant, but they use these people to attract women and maybe little girls that'll look up to her. And they're going to think, oh, yes, it's responsible to get my breast tissue smushed and radiated.
Right.
And, you know, the very awareness that they're trying to raise, they're actually raising awareness by giving the disease. That's not right.
No. Very interesting.
Yeah, so if a scan van comes to your neighborhood, run. Hide the children. Hide your wife. Hide your mom and grandma. Do not let them be assaulted by radiation vans. You know, history. I like history. You know that, Don.
Yeah.
Remember Jeffrey Ofterheide, good friend of the program here. He's got VacTruth.com, another warrior dad because his child has been, you know, harmed by vaccines. They've got a great article up there at VacTruth.com. This is by Catherine Frompovich and just came up recently. 20 vaccine trivia facts going back to the 1800s.
This is really interesting because I've never seen this many facts about vaccines all put in one place. And it's actually amazing to see when you go over the timeline, starting all the way back in 1868, of how vaccines have just utterly failed or caused problems throughout time.
Yeah. And, you know, if you go back to 1868, 1873, and 1881, smallpox vaccines. I mean, that was the cowpox vaccine back then. And you could see evidence that they tried this even earlier. Remember the HBO series, John Adams? They actually showed how they were just cutting open parts of your arm and putting pus in it. That was their way of vaccinating. But in this case, it led to leprosy.
Wow.
And so you go back into in the 1900s, we talk about the Rockefellers, the J.P. Morgans. This was before the Flexner Report of 1910, and they evidently purchased the Encyclopedia Britannica and had all derogatory information and references about vaccination removed from it.
Interesting. Now that sounds like something that would have the kind of thing that happens today, and this was happening back in 1900.
Yeah. How do you explain, for instance, remember my stunning discovery that, you know, when I read Divided Legacy by Harris Coulter, or even my stunning discovery when I went to Civil War era museums and found that the Southern soldiers largely had homeopathic medical kits, you know, in the field.
Well, Robert, you remember that time? In fact, I sent you the picture when I was in an antique store.
Yes.
And I found a vial of, I think it was silver nitrate?
Yeah, silver nitrate, yep.
Yeah, and how the medicines back long time ago, they were natural medicines that were using natural substances in these little bottles. It was even Merck. I think that's the reason why I sent you the picture.
Yep, yep.
Because it was Merck selling silver as a medicine.
Yeah.
Which I thought was rather interesting. This was from back, I don't know, back in the 40s or 50s.
No, it really is incredible that this sordid story of vaccines and also the suppression of the danger of vaccines, much less the suppression of the knowledge that the American Republic was, you know, born of natural medicine. You know, that was the, you know, it, basically a natural part of our entire history until you come into the 20th century where you see the movement to basically erase history. And those that control or write the history books literally alter the future by what they do. It's as if, you know, when we bring up homeopathy, they say, well, that's crazy medicine. It's not proven. It's never been around. And, you know, you could say this because the indoctrination of government schools. And I get so upset, Don, you know, when they go after Ron Paul because he wants to eradicate the Department of Education. I mean, it's not the Department of Education. It's the Department of Misinformation. It's the Ministry of Truth of George Orwell's 1984 and Aldous Huxley's Brave New World.
Sure. And whether you're talking about the Department of Education or you're talking about the FDA or the CDC, it's all misinformation. Well, it's not all misinformation. Let's be fair. Let's be objective.
It's almost all.
There's a whole lot of it for sure.
Yeah, exactly. You know, including this idea that autism is just kind of a random genetic anomaly, right? You know, they've tried to deny it and cover it up. We've been covering stories about the CDC's corruption. Horrible corruption of the alteration of data and studies as such. And now there's a new study, a rat study, that basically shows that these antidepressants, if they're administered in perinatal in rats, they're actually creating autism-like symptoms in these rats. What does this tell you, Don?
That's what jumped out at me because, like you were saying, you see all of these studies and these articles coming out where they're trying to disprove the claims of the people that think that autism is caused by vaccines, right?
Yes.
And here's the study where they gave these rats antidepressants, SSRIs, perinatally, and it caused them to have symptoms similar to autism. So to me, when I read this, I thought, okay, wait a minute. So doesn't this then give weight to the argument that vaccines could cause autism? I mean, if you're giving antidepressants, which, you know, we have plenty of bad things to say about antidepressants, but if they're giving it to them perinatally, obviously what they're saying is that there were changes in the chemistry of the brain and the development of the brain that have caused these rats to have abnormal behavior, similar, you know, impairments, social impairments that are seen in autism. So how can you say that vaccines can't do this?
Yeah, yeah, I know it's absurd.
It just gives validity to the fact that it's not genetic. That there is something going on that is causing these kids to get autism, and you can't just write a blank check and say, nope, it has nothing to do with vaccination, has nothing to do with drugs, has nothing to do with pharmaceuticals. Well, here's your own study right here, guys. Yeah. It's that's saying the opposite of that.
The denial is clearly caused by that these so-called scientists and bureaucrats that try to defend vaccines and drugs, they're clearly eating strange breakfast cereals. You see this picture? This artist, Ron English, we got to go take a break in just a moment, but I've got a picture up on the website. You got to check it out at robertscottbell.com it's like wacky packages when I was a kid. Fruit Looped, Cereal Killer, Sugar Smack, Sugar Frosted Fat. I mean, you got to see these images, and they're just trying to go, oh no, he's going to ruin it for all of us.
Yeah, I like instead of Quaker, it's Faker.
Faker.
And it's Captain Cornstarch.
we got to see this.
Excellent source of saturated fat.
Well, you got to see this. Listen, we got lots of cool stuff coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Thank you for being with us. It's the Healing Revolution. My super producer, Don, kicking it into gear, making us sound so good. Raw Milk Freedom Riders on tap. We got Liz Reitzig coming up momentarily. Then Frank King's going to join us, of course, for the Healing Revolution. You want to know how to detox GMOs? Also, electric body. You know you have an electric body. What can you do? Healthy skincare. Guy Denny Heistad. He's joining us a little later. And what else are we going to talk about? We'll see. What about C. diff and H. pylori? You want to know about that? We'll talk that, too. Right here, right now, on The Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Coming up November 1st, a very special event. I'll be embedded as a reporter covering it as we go. Some serious civil disobedience by the moms of America here that love liberty, that love food freedom. And from the Farm Food Freedom Coalition, joining me now, Liz Reitzig. Liz, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert. Thank you.
Well, I'm honored to have you on board here. This is a major event. I mean, when we're starting to get civil disobedience from warrior moms and protecting food integrity and food freedom for our kids, I know there's hope for the future.
Well, there sure is, and thanks. It's great to be a part of it.
Well, where do we go? Where do we start here? I mean, did moms get together like this is a PTA meeting? Hey, let's go get some raw milk and bring it across state lines and see what the FDA does.
Well, it has a lot more to do with what the FDA has already been doing, because what they've been doing is trying to tell us that we cannot and should not feed our families the foods that we know are best for them. And they've done that by taking guns to our farmers and by arresting people who are supplying food out in California.
I have to ask this, Liz, but I mean, did you ever think after the so-called 9/11 issue and everything that's happened since that in 2001 that we'd ever come to, as a country, and look and say, you know, the real terrorists are Amish farmers doing raw milk?
I mean, it would be laughable if it wasn't true.
Yeah.
And the sad fact is that it is true, and that's where we are. And our own government is going against our citizens here.
Yeah, and I understand with this event, the Raw Milk Freedom Ride, you put the FDA on notice. It's not like you're stealthily trying to hide and hope they don't see us. I mean, you're literally letting the FDA know, this is who we are, this is where we're going, this is what we're going to do when we get there. Then we're bringing it to you, and we're going to drink some raw, real milk on the steps of the FDA.
Right, because there's several reasons for that. For one thing, we know that it's not wrong what we're doing. It's not wrong to feed our families the foods that we know are best for them, and it's not wrong to be free to make those choices. And we also know that it's not wrong to do something that we know is right, even if there might be some writing, a regulation somewhere that says it's a crime.
So, yeah, because here this is a violation of federal law, according to what they call the Interstate Commerce Clause. It's against the law, as they say, or a regulation somewhere, somehow, that the feds have got this crazy thing that they've been drinking or smoking something to say that the American people cannot transport raw, real milk across state lines. What would happen if it happens? Well, they investigated and did a kind of a year-long or two-year-long sting operation on a farmer in the Washington, D.C. area recently. And, of course, we'll know about that. You'll tell us a little bit more about the updates there. Also, we've talked about the Rossum raid in California. So it's not just right around Washington, D.C. that these things are occurring.
That's right. I mean, they're occurring all across the country. And sometimes they look a little bit different. Like, with our farmer, it was a year and a half long undercover sting and an armed raid on his farm, and then a notice of permanent injunction where they basically told him he had to shut down. Now, this guy, all he knows is farming. But in other places, like in Missouri, they shut down Morningland Dairy by saying that their cheese tested positive for Listeria. But none of their cheese had ever made anyone sick.
Mm-hmm.
So they shut down this farm, and they gave them an order to destroy all their cheese for something that never made anybody sick.
They basically put them out of business, didn't it not?
Yeah, it did.
And
it's really sad because, you know, that's farmers need to be able to sell what they produce or else they can't stay in business.
Well, and it's a crime against the economy. I mean, you've got an economy that's tanking. One bright spot is the fact that people are really relearning and reinvesting in and embracing small family farms, localism, local farmers markets. And now these are being targeted openly by the Fear and Death Administration for elimination.
That's right. It's kind of a double whammy because not only are they targeting the small farms, but then they're using the very limited resources, our tax dollars, to terrorize Amish farmers and other raw milk producers and raw cheese farmers.
Yeah. Well, it's really the criminal activity is not by the people, not by the farmers, but it's by the federal government at this point.
Absolutely.
Now, the Farm Food Freedom Coalition, I've got the link up in today's show notes at robertscadbell.com at www.farmfoodfreedom.org. How is it that people can support this event, even if they can't come to be there in person?
Well, We do have some incidental expenses that we need to cover, so people can donate if they want to do that. We also want people just to get the word out about it, because part of this is letting the general American public know what the FDA is doing to our American neighbors.
Well, when you say this to our American neighbors, we have neighbors up north called in Canada, and evidently their version of the FDA evidently is taking the same tact against raw milk freedom in Canada.
Yes, there's a lot of the same types of actions going on in Canada.
Yeah, I understand we may have a visitor. One of the heroes of that movement in Canada may be coming down, although he's in the midst of a very serious, I'd like to call it a fast, but he's on a hunger strike.
That's right. Michael Schmidt is a Canadian farmer, and he's had some of the same raids and the government terrorism against him in Canada, and he is one of our keynote speakers.
And who else will be attending and speaking at this event?
Well, the list is pretty long right now, and it's getting longer the more people find out about it. But we've got Joel Salatin, who's a farmer in Virginia, mm-hmm. and he's just really well known in the food freedom movement. He's from Polyface Farms. Sally Fallon Morrell from the Weston Price Foundation. Max Kane, who's the guy who called the FDA to invite them to the scene of this crime.
By the way, has anybody called him back or contacted him from the FDA?
No.
Why am I not surprised?
Right. And Mark McAfee from California and several others. It should be up on the website, rawmilkfreedomriders.com.
Yeah, this is really sensational, and we're going to be broadcasting live, God willing, the entire event, if we can, from the pickup all the way through to the FDA in Rockville or Silver Spring, Maryland, right through the event.
Well, it should be interesting, at the very least.
Yeah, at the very least. So these moms are prepared to be arrested in standing up for their freedom to feed their children the food that they feel is right?
Absolutely. And we're standing up for our farmers, too.
Yeah, well, this is the kind of courage and tenacity that was known about at the early part of the American experiment when we were once a republic and a people that loved liberty. Now, much of the American people have become what I call wussified, and they're afraid to stand up for what is right and true. What is it about you moms there in this area in particular around the country that you finally had enough?
Well, you know, I'm not quite sure exactly why, but we're all at that point. You know, to see our farmer harassed like that is just something that makes us all our blood boil. And, you know, knowing how peaceful he is, we want to stand up for him. And we all know this is the food. These are the foods that make our children healthy. And if we are not free to make those choices and to give our children the foods that make them healthy, we're going to stand up for that too.
Well, it really doesn't feel so nice when you wake up one day and say, I'm a slave in my own country, a land that used to be one of liberty.
Right. It doesn't.
Because only slaves have to ask permission of their masters to do things that are basic to human life, and that is choosing the food that we believe is right for us, not by theft or force or coercion or fraud, but through honest interaction with the marketplace and with farmers.
Right.
So what do you see happening at this event? I mean, I know it's hard to predict these things, but I have an inkling, at least at this point, the FDA is going to try its level best to pretend this is not happening.
Well, probably you're right. And that's, you know, at this point, that's okay, because what we're hoping for is enough of a public outcry that they can't ignore it. And not just on November 1st, but afterwards
sure.
as well.
Well.
And if more people see what's happening and see what the FDA is doing to us and to them even,
yeah,
they're going to not put up with it just as much as we're not going to put up with it.
Well, you know, in a weird way, and I'm not wishing this on anybody, if they do arrest some of the moms, it will be such horrible publicity for it. It'll only accelerate the awareness around the world of the tyranny occurring right here in our own soil. And that is, domestic terrorism is not raw milk or Amish farmers, but domestic terrorism is, in fact, the Fear and Death Administration's attacks on the people who simply wish to eat food and be left alone.
Right.
Now, being in the near or in the belly of the beast there in the Washington, D.C. area, I guess it's important to, you know, bring light to this in the one area that seems to be booming. Due to the growth of the government and regulatory complex that never seemingly thought that any level of freedom is acceptable without oversight. Liz, how is it that you feel as a mom that you actually know how to care for your children better than the federal government? I mean, isn't that unreasonable?
Totally unreasonable. I mean, just because I see them every day, and I know them. And
Liz, your kids are crying right now because they want the government to come in and tell them what to eat.
That's right. So that's a bit distracting.
No, it's the voice of America. It's the voice of freedom. It's the voice of a healthy baby with healthy lungs letting it rip. I love it. And that little baby is screaming against the FDA. Leave my mommy alone. Leave us alone.
That's right. I mean, it really is appalling to me that federal agencies and bureaucrats, state-level bureaucrats, federal bureaucrats can sit in their offices. They've never seen my children. They don't know me. They don't know my children. And yet they can tell me what it is and is not okay for me to feed them. Mm. That is just appalling to me.
It is. That's why we want as many people that are willing to participate and come on down, whether it be on the raw milk ride, the Freedom Ride, or whether it be at the steps of the FDA in Silver Spring, Maryland. Can you tell us a little bit more about the details of the event for those that really haven't heard of it yet and want to attend?
Sure. The details of the event are that we are the Raw Milk Freedom Riders, and a group will be leaving Maryland early in the morning on Tuesday. We'll be driving to Pennsylvania, where we'll get raw milk. We'll take it from Pennsylvania back into Maryland, committing our crime on the border right there on Route 1 at 10:30 in the morning. And then we'll be taking it all the way to the FDA headquarters in Silver Spring, Maryland, where we will distribute it to our children. And along with cookies, so milk and cookies. And there's a lot of people will be joining us at the FDA headquarters at noon. Now, we're probably not going to get there until about 12:30, but others will be gathering at noon and will be protesting right there in front of the FDA, letting them know what we're doing and inviting them to join us.
You mean you'd actually let them drink some of your raw milk?
Oh, sure, and eat some of the cookies.
See, you're nicer than me. I want to dump it on their heads, but I don't want. But actually, I want to dump the pasteurized stuff because I don't want to waste the good stuff, the real milk. We should drink that and dump the pasteurized stuff that they say is safe.
Well,
I'm being mean. I know
that industry.
No, of course not. I mean, that's the thing. If we talk about restoring milk integrity, we've got to go back to the way milk has been consumed for thousands of years, as it was written about in the Bible, and it's a basic, fundamental human right, not a privilege, the way the Fear and Death Administration looks upon us as little minion, how do we call them? Little slaves, basically, to be told what we can and can't do.
Right.
Well, Liz Reitschig, I'm so glad you've joined me here on the kickoff of the Healing Revolution on Friday. We're going to kick this off on Tuesday, November 1st. I'll be there embedded, recording, and blasting out live simultaneously. God willing, we're going to go for it and get the message of health freedom and liberty and food freedom out to the world.
Well, thank you so much, Robert, and I'm really looking forward to Tuesday.
Thank you, Liz, and it's farmfoodfreedom.org. When we get back from this break, we'll be joined by my dear friend, Dr. Frank King, because it is the healing revolution. And because not everybody is eating as healthy as we'd like to, as Liz would like us all to and all our kids to do so, we are going to talk about the environmental stressors on our bodies, including GMOs. What are we going to do to detox from those GMOs? Well, we'll have that news and that information, those details and those solutions. Up next with Dr. Frank King, right here on The Healing Revolution on The Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today, or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know if life is sped up a bit for you, but certainly for Dr. Frank King and the Healing Revolution on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we are moving at lightning speed, maybe faster, if that's possible. Dr. Frank King, welcome back to the Healing Revolution.
Robert, it's great to be here. Yeah, I love high speed. You know, it's in a time of what's been called famine or oppression out there economically, there are certain people that are prospering. We find ourselves, you know, doubled in growth in the last year, almost 50% growth the year before that and the year before that.
So, well, and this is exciting. Very exciting, Dr. King, because this is not Wall Street. This is not profiting off of the sickness and disease. This is really making good on the promise that you had originally to help people, to empower people. And the evidence is they're responding, they're getting well, they're talking to their friends, their family, their neighbors. The word is getting out. The healing revolution is on. There's no stopping it.
Yeah, it's right. It's no super business strategy on our part. You know, it's all about maybe being in the right place at the right time.
And doing
you,
the
like
right thing.
I probably felt like aliens most of our lives here. Are we from this planet?
Yes.
And now with our staying true to our hearts,
yes,
and our convictions and what we believe is in our purposes here on the planet, now the world, we realize why we're here,
yes,
and fulfilling a very strategic purpose in this season, and we just love it. You know, as these bubbles are being busted, mm-hmm, and popped, whether it's the financial bubble, You know, the real estate bubble.
Right.
What's coming next? How about the medical bubble?
Yes, very good.
You know, all the artificially created and human manipulated economies are popping. And coming back to, I guess, what I call a real, true economy of scale that is functioning without human manipulation.
Is it, you know, isn't that amazing, Dr. King? If you invest in artificiality, and I think this is the thing, is malinvestment, Dr. Ron Paul calls it there, the artificial bubble, so to speak, they eventually burst and people are harmed. Now, the people that are benefiting are also, in my mind, being harmed because they're living artificially. They're going to end up calling you or calling me going, well, I might have a lot of money, but I don't have my health, right? And, mm-hmm. and you're right. We've been, like, to some degree, lone voices in the wilderness for a long time wondering, well, do we fit on this planet? Because people really didn't appreciate so much the things that we were doing. Now, you just consistently do it and consistently do it. Like, you know, I keep bringing up the example of Dr. Ron Paul. For 30, almost 40 years, he's been saying the same thing. He hasn't changed, but the people have changed. The world has changed. Coming back to this understanding, what you just mentioned, of doing the right thing, investing in the right thing, integrity, restoration of the power to heal, so to speak. And now we just watch as they're flooding our way because we're doing something new and different. We're doing the same thing we've been doing.
Yes. And no genius on our end. We're just, we're
stubborn.
Just,
we're stubborn.
Staying true to our heart. And yeah. I feel like the world has caught up to what we were doing, and we're really not aliens. And we're looking back at this wave and looking at it, and it's looking every day more and more like a tsunami.
Yeah, well, and this is a tsunami of empowerment as well. But yes, the old stuff has to be washed away. We have to cleanse it. When we see people with illnesses and ailments, do we not say, well, we've got to clean the garbage out of your system? I mean, you can't not do that and expect, well, we'll pretend it's not there. The garbage dump right next to you or on your lawn doesn't exist. Don't smell anything. Hey, let's put a little plug on your nose so you can't smell it. We're not allopaths that way.
That's right. All the great plagues that have been the greatest epidemics and pandemics, which is even more overwhelming, more destructive, all those through, you know, we've seen through the Dark Ages and through the 1800s, 1700s in Europe and America, all these epidemics from the bubonic plague to typhoid and, you know, the whole list.
Yes.
All those were really, when they came down to it, it wasn't just like some mysterious darkness overtook communities and cities and countries. It was not that. It really came down to the cleanliness of a society. In that time and era, there were basically feces in the streets compounding. It was a problem of hygiene.
Yes.
And not some mysterious darkness that evil that mm-hmm. came upon people.
Do you think that like the ancient texts, the Bible, etc., when they talked about cleanliness is next to godliness, or even the kosher laws of the old days? I mean, I, if they rewrote the kosher laws, which they really need to, in my opinion, I'm probably saying blasphemy at this point, they would include words like organic and non-GMO. I mean, but they didn't have the thought form that these things would happen, the corruption of the terrain with toxic chemicals that man would create and all of these things. So the next bubble, so to speak, to burst is the toxic bubble, is it not? I mean, the recognition that we are sick not because of microbes. Microbes have been on the planet as long as there's been a planet, as long as we've been on it. But the toxins that in to this degree have never been. Man has really screwed up by investing in artificiality.
It has. We look at microbes. They're not the problem. If you take that theory and you're walking through the jungle and you come across a dead elephant and you will see vultures picking away at their flesh, you'll see different scavengers showing up from lions and tigers, and you'll see also, if you have a microscope, you'll see the microbes taking over in decomposing that flesh, which is the way the world is designed to be self-sustaining,
to recycle,
and healthy.
Yeah, to recycle life. I mean, we don't need Al Gore to tell us to recycle. I mean, life has been doing that since there's been life on the planet, and we've just got to honor it and really apply the principles that have been here for time immemorial.
Yeah, and to think that microbes are causing our health problems is just like looking at those vultures and saying those vultures killed or is killing that elephant.
Right, right. Yeah,
the vultures, it's ridiculous. We've got to look at the practicality of this and realize it is the lack of life functioning within us. Certain, you know, if you poisoned that elephant, it would die, and the microbes take over. Or as you're poisoning that elephant, the elephant gets weak, and then the microbes are, you know, in the lack of life in the flesh, then the microbes begin to take over.
Yes.
It's just my wife had gotten run down last week, and man, she's been working triple time, living on 3 or 4 hours of sleep, and she's just going at it wide open, you know, with the new, moving into the new home and new business, all this going on. We've been growing so fast, you know, we are stretching ourselves, but I was actually disciplining myself to get more sleep. She was not. She had gotten a nasty flu bug, and it's lasted a week.
Yes, and based on what you're saying, could have been.
She's better, but the issue is, our children nor myself were even affected by it.
Yeah, and that's a great example of the law of the terrain. It isn't necessarily that your wife caught it per se, because you've all been exposed to the same thing in the new environment as such, but lack of sleep, the stress levels running down. Any of us can get hit by that, even if we're eating really clean food, because there are so many aspects to the terrain that we cannot ignore. And you talk about practicality. That's why I love you. It's all about the practicality of it. We get calls from time to time at the toll-free number. I want to put that out right now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And we got a call just recently. I've been meaning to get this on the air with you because it was specific to you, Dr. King. Are you ready? Here we go with the call for Dr. Frank King.
Hello, Robert. This is Janet from Florida. I have a question I'd like you to ask Dr. Frank King when he comes on Fridays. Do they have a homeopathic remedy to help us with inadvertent exposure to GMOs? We're trying to avoid them, but we don't really know sometimes. Thank you.
Well, she's dealing with the GMO bubble. I mean, that's another aspect of the environmental toxins. We've talked about pesticide detox as such. GMOs are the next big bubble.
Yes. You know, as you talked about earlier, Robert, even back in the scriptural days where God always wants the best for us, he gave the Israelites key guidelines for sanitation, for washing their hands in running water after touching what they called in those days unclean things, whether that was a person with a health problem or even molds and fungi growing in homes was a problem. And you can read about all this in the Old Testament. In there, he basically gave all the rules for hygiene to help prevent disease, and that's what was not followed in the great eras when we had plagues.
Right.
And so the same is true. Instead of being feces floating around in the streets of cities, now it's GMO-altered foods.
Yes.
There's an old saying, kind of what God has created, man has adulterated. We are taking and trying to make things better, but in reality
we're really screwing it up. And of course, Janet asks a great question, is like, what can we do to counteract these things? I mean, the thing is, we can take genetically modified foods, the corns, the soys and things, and convert them via homeopathic dilution, succussion, dynamization, all of that, into forms that can help sensitize the system to kind of reject that which we're all being exposed to inadvertently, even if we're doing our level best to not be.
That is correct, Robert, all the way. And, you know, the real solution here now is homeopathy provides this in the law of similars, which is the only true, any corrective and curative approaches ever used in healthcare, whether it's by homeopaths or allopaths, which are common drug doctors today.
Right.
The only true cures come when they apply the law of similars, and that is a proven law in pharmacology. And that is likes cure likes.
Yeah.
So when we can do that, we can take this GMO foods and we make homeopathic potentizations, in another sense, the energy of them, which cancels it out. You've flown enough as well. You know the little headphones you can put on in the airplane,
right?
And the anti-noise.
Yeah, they counteract the waveform, so it neutralizes the sound and kind of goes. Where'd that go? That's amazing.
Yeah, they're basically taking a recording of the outside noise environment and canceling it out with that recording.
Yeah, it's a homeopathic principle, is it not?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so these principles are applied in solvents and chemistry, and you see it applied in all industries.
Yeah.
So what we're dealing with here is, you know, we can take homeopathic potencies of these GMOs as we're learning them.
Wait, stand by, Dr. King. I want to come right back. We got to take a break here on the Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King from KingBio.com. I'll give you that number in a moment as well when we come back. We're going to talk about how do we detox from GMOs, the best things that we have at our disposal here on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Dr. Frank King. So stay with us. Coming right back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Continuing on with the Healing Revolution here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Frank King, KingBio.com. They're at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245 during the week. And I hope you say thanks from me for being such a great supporter of this message of health freedom every week with the Healing Revolution. And Dr. King, you were going into the GMO kind of concept of detox and environmental detox. We've talked a lot about it, but Janet's call is very specific. We've done a lot on the GMO protest. I had a live broadcast a couple of weeks back from one of these events. But now providing the tools, can we counteract it? Does King Bio have something we can utilize? That's what we all want to know.
Yes, Robert. One of the nonprofits we had started here just this last year, it's a 501c3 tax-exempt nonprofit. It's for doing research. It's for saving the American farm, for getting a lot of things back in order again. Being a fifth generation farmer, American farmer, we really have a real passion for this. I tell you, it's a full-time job just trying to keep up with the new GMOs in the foods out there and what is causing the problem. We created about 5 years ago, we created one of our first products in relation to this, and it was grains and glutens. All of a sudden we see the grains and the gluten problems escalating to such great degree.
Yes.
What caused all this gluten sensitivity so quick? Well, obviously, we're looking at the whole picture of the restoring the intestinal integrity back.
Correct.
Of our yes. intestinal strengths and functions. And we're creating a lot of new programs in relation to this because, as we all know, just about every natural healer, you will find that disease, if they keep searching for the true causes, many of those causes are connected and rooted into the intestinal tract. And so the GMOs are really that's really why we see such an escalation of the grain and gluten allergies, for example.
Yes, exactly. And you know, the ramping up of more intolerances, whether the grains are GMO or not, I mean, it's all because of the destruction, the loss of integrity of the food, the additives, preservatives, the pesticides, etc. And so we've got to not only counteract that with the homeopathic signatures of these grains and glutens, but now we've got to integrate the genetically modified organisms that are there via the homeopathic signatures as well.
Yes. So what we're doing is presently our grains and gluten formula, first of all and foremost, it has the genetically modified grains and related gluten factors from those grains in there. This formula has shown up incredibly in our reflex testing with people. As a matter of fact, the majority of the population show positive for this product. What we have done here is now we're starting to realize there's so many new foods that have GMO factors.
Yeah.
And we're creating a vegetable formula. Mm-hmm. And we're in the process of that. We're creating, you know, some fruit formulas.
We got plenty of vegetables and fruits up in Washington, D.C. We should send them up there. Help them.
And hopefully, you know, that will change and we can get some non-GMO new fruits perhaps in Washington that would maybe do a better job.
That would be good. Hey, you know, Dr. King, another thing, we're seeing so much incidence of increase of what they call the attention deficit hyperactivity disorders out there. Of course, we work both homeopathically, but I think that not only are these pesticides and these additives and the preservatives and the flavorings and on top of the GMOs, colorings, etc., we're all exposed to, even if we're trying to do our level best with diet, there's also airborne environmental toxin exposure. I mean, there's so much that are aggravating the nervous system of the young people among us now. Never before in history have these things been in the environment.
So true. You know, studies today, you can get enough lab tests and test for poisons and toxins that are in our environment and find over 200 to 400 human-made chemicals in our bodies. You know, this is a reality. This is not some magic thinking, some imaginary evil that's out there. This is real adulterations in our environment. There's been more changes since the Industrial Revolution, Robert, in our environment than there has been in the whole history of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, and every year we're seeing an acceleration of man-made chemicals dumped into the environment, again, via food, water, and air. Now combine that with the Monsanto genetic modifications that there's drift even into the organic foods. We've got a crisis. Now, we know nature always finds a way. Nature will find a way to combat these things, because even these so-called pesticide GMO foods that have embedded the pesticides into the very genes of these plants, now the microbes and the bugs are eating them, just as we've yes. seen with antibiotics as well. So nature finds a way, but at the same time, our health, our human health suffers. The kids are suffering more than ever.
Yes, you know, I think, you know, we've genetically modified the food and we are what we eat. Oh my goodness. Maybe that's why there's such crazy thinking in this world today as we look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, in such a lack of common sense that we've lost. Price-Pottinger Institute was one of the old long-term studies that have been done in these kind of realms where we took the refined adulterated foods and fed them to animals and watched not only did the animals' health decline, but so did their behaviors.
Yeah, within a very short span of a generation or two or three, of course, human lifespans are a little longer, but they were able, Weston A. Price Foundation has written extensively on this, that they found out that just removing the so-called native diet and altering it to the Western diet, refined foods, etc., even within one lifespan, we would see the degradation of into disease states, malformations of bones, of teeth, of eyesight. All of these things were impacting, and we've largely, as the medical side of things in the Western world, has ignored that for a long time now.
And behavior.
Mm-hmm.
if we can understand how genetic modifications in our food can create genetic modifications in our behavior and our actions and our ability to think and our common sense reasoning that we've been given, we can all of a sudden, maybe we can start realizing maybe what Washington really needs is a non-GMO diet.
Yeah, exactly, and pulling these things out. But unfortunately, the power structure gets a lot of money from the large multinational corporations. They have really no allegiance to any nation or state or any people. And they buy, whether it be Republican or Democrat, influence. That's the thing. We get beyond these labels and realize the only person that we can actually support because he would reject and has rejected, the lobbyists don't even go to see him, is a physician, a doctor, an allopathic doctor. And he supports all of our freedoms here to be free of these toxins and the basically the waste of modern man.
Yes. So Robert, back to we have these allergen formulas. Mm-hmm. We have a dairy formula, and we're putting more as they're discovered GMO related foods, mm-hmm, made homeopathically in there.
Perfect.
To cancel out, just like we cancel out the noise factor in that law of similars.
Yes.
And so we have the vegetable formula. We have these different food products that we are continually upgrading to bring the newer GMOs, with as long as the older ones we found, to light here to help as a proactive way to desensitize ourselves and protect ourselves not only from the allergens but from the adulterations of the GMO upon our bodies.
I think you've made Janet from Florida very happy with her question of, Dr. King, do you have anything for GMOs? I think we've answered her question.
Yes, and it's an ever-growing, it's like a dance. We're just, mm-hmm, trying to keep up to Monsanto, which is a full-time job in itself.
It is. 800-543-3245. Anybody out there in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience that needs to know what to do, you can contact them during the week at King Bio. Dr. Frank King here with The Healing Revolution. 800-543-3245. I've also got the links up in the blog at robertscottbell.com today. If you don't already receive your daily updates through naturalnewsradio.com, what are you waiting for? Put your email address in there. You'll be updated. And Dr. King, we've run out of time, but it's always a great honor and privilege and pleasure to be with you on The Healing Revolution every week.
And more back to you, Robert.
All right. We got lots more healing to do. Stand by. Dr. Frank King, thanks again. Remember this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
The information on the Robert Scott Bell Show has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is not intended to prevent, cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. Nah, just kidding. As far as we're concerned, the FDA can kiss our
ass. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know what would be a healing revolution if the medical profession would ever get their head out of their aspirin and recognize that they are pretty much causing all of the gastrointestinal distress that we're seeing across the age spectrum. From the moment we're born and vaccinated and then loaded with antibiotics and then later on antacids and then later on proton pump inhibiting drugs to stop the production of stomach acid. We're seeing it with the H. pylori, the Helicobacter pylori, which has become so commonplace as they link with the stomach ulcers, never really acknowledging that it's not an antibiotic deficiency disease. It's a deficiency of producing enough stomach acid. And of course, then the advancements in modern medicine and Western medical pseudoscience says, hey, we got more drugs. We got better drugs for you. We got the PPIs, right? It's not Magnum PPI. It's your doctor PPI, proton pump inhibiting drugs, stopping stomach acid production altogether. And then suddenly we started hearing about these things called C. diff infections, Clostridium difficile. Infections. You know, what was that? It was like suddenly these new microbes dropped down from the heavens, from other planets on an asteroid. Where did this come from all of a sudden? We realized that modern medicine's attempt to wipe out all functions within the body, to destroy all the gut ecology as well, resulted in all kinds of aberrant new strains and different things that you'd rarely, if ever, had seen or heard before in the general population. And suddenly I started hearing, and you know, some years ago, especially the elderly population were, you know, suffering with C. diff infections. More antibiotics, throw them out. Well, where did this come from all of a sudden? It wasn't because we were living longer, that's what they like to say. But literally, they stopped the production of the acids. I attended a lecture recently at a university where they had a pharmacy school, advanced degrees, a lot of people learning to be drug, not doctors, but I guess, dispensers. And they tend to learn more about the drugs than the doctors do because that's their specialty. But it was fascinating because my friend Lynn, she was teaching. She's also a naturopath, and she knows a lot of great holistic things. And she was teaching them through the peer-reviewed literature about the role of the gastrointestinal system, the role of probiotics, the role of healthy gut ecology and flora, teaching these young students about the value of integrative natural remedies and medicines. She also pointed out the black box drugs that are being used for things like autoimmune diseases, like rheumatoid arthritis. And there's a woman that I met there, and we're going to get her on the show sometime, hopefully in the next week or two or three, I don't know. She suffered from RA and vicious even tumors around certain areas of her body, and how she, you know, finally gave up on modern medicine because they were killing her, basically. And she found, you know, through utilizing probiotics and changing her diet and detoxifying her liver, extraordinary things happened in her life. And there was a lot of similarity in her background like mine, because I was, you know, I had so many shots, allergy shots, so many medications, and the food, and no knowledge of the food at all. And so I really felt for her, but she, you know, very rapidly recovered. Now she was starring in a play and everything, living her dreams finally, someone who could barely walk at times of her young life. And it really, you know, stunned me to see that even in the belly of the so-called beast, the educational system, there are people, there are shining lights making a difference in small, medium, and large ways, and it's not for me to judge. I think even if one person is touched by a message of health freedom, a message of changing of diet, a message of gut ecology, and, you know, really restoring integrity, lists that we rely on that ecology, our interface to the outside world, our immune system, our digestion, our, you know, happy hormones or serotonin, all of this related to that. Yet we spend all our life in allopathic medicine looking to destroy that which sustains life. And so, you know, a healing revolution would really be that those inside, those in the authoritarian power structure of modern medicine, would wake up and acknowledge their wrongdoing and then change their ways. Absolutely turn on a dime at this point. Enough, I cannot do this anymore. And at that point, things will change very rapidly, because still the survival instinct of the American or Western population is still very low, quite honestly. The questioning, the ability or seemingly inability to question authority on so many of these things, where we look to the doctors or we look to the pharmacists and say, hey, let's see, is this herb dangerous? Well, gee, there's no black box warning label on an herb. Yeah, you can take too much of a banana, but these herbs are not killing people. Yet the black box warning labels on drugs that are given for rheumatoid arthritis, are like methotrexate and Humira, I mean, these are atrocious. I mean, they're worse than the disease they're being used to treat. Now, I realize, if you listen to just one show and you hear it, you could say, well, you didn't say this, Robert. You left out this. I mean, there's that concept of continuity on the Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, welcome to our second hour, Healing Revolution. Thanks again to Dr. Frank King for joining us today, as well as Liz Reitzig. We've got the Raw Milk Freedom Ride coming up next week. And I'm going to have this hour one of the sponsors of that ride that is helping me to get up there to be embedded and really follow this story live right from its belly, so to speak, of the Raw Milk Riders, these courageous women. Denny Hestand will join me from Electric Body shortly. But, you know, I want to acknowledge, listen, every day it's a new day. It's a new show, obviously built on the principles that preceded it. We're not abandoning the principles, but there are always nuances. There are always new stories to cover, different ways to look at things and highlight and spotlight absurdities or moments of duh, as they will. And if you have ideas for any of these things, you know, it's as simple as dialing the toll-free number, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And I had one of these calls from a longtime listener. Dennis, you know who you are. You wrote in. Your wife was getting on you, or getting on me. She says, we love your show, Dennis, but I have a serious request for your attention. You often refer to diabetics as if they were only one kind, and you suggested taking whole food chromium would allow diabetics to get off their medication. My wife is a type 1 diabetic and takes great offense from you and others that lump all diabetics into a single category. Okay, listen, if I made one show and did one show on diabetes and forgot to distinguish between type 1 and type 2, I'm sorry, but over the years, how many times have I had to cover this? Many. And I do differentiate and distinguish between type 1 and type 2. However, I've even shared the stories of type 1 diabetics doing the simple things that I say here. One friend I remember explicitly I had on this show, of course, before we were going daily through Natural News, so I realized there are new listeners, so I've got to revisit topics from time to time. That's okay. Call me out and say, hey, I need to hear it, because that means probably 1,000 other people need to hear it as well. But, you know, I've said this for the type 2 diabetics. If you cover, you know, your, let's say, mineral deficiencies, the glucose tolerance factor chromium, get the whole food form. I've interviewed Christopher Barr, my dear friend, notadoc.org, about this. 100 micrograms three times a day, pretty much reverse hypoglycemia, a lot of type 2 diabetes in relatively short order, because you're dealing with a deficiency issue. Whereas with type 1 diabetes, sometimes there's this what they call the autoimmune reaction. I think this is related to childhood vaccines, honestly. But you have something else going on here, insulin resistance on top of, man, it's a mess, an absolute mess. And I'm not here to say that simply taking 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium is going to reverse type 1 diabetes. However, I've referenced cases that I know personally where we have reduced reliance on insulin significantly by dietary shifts, significant dietary shifts, not subtle, significant dietary shifts along with the 100 micrograms of GTF chromium given not three but four times a day. And in some cases, reduced the reliance on insulin significantly, some eliminated altogether. And so I don't take offense when somebody writes and says, hey, I'm annoyed with you, Robert. But of course, you got to listen every day. I know it's a lot to ask, but all the archives are up if you ever miss it. And I know there's a lot of people new to the Robert Scott Bell Show that are still catching up. You know, get these funny notes. I'm only in January. No, I'm only in, wait, not January. We didn't get there yet. I'm only in June. You know, slow down. I can't keep up. But true. Yes, type 1 is definitely different. And I acknowledge that, Denny, and I acknowledge what your wife said. And I wrote back as I do when I can. I try to write back on all of my emails or Facebook things or when they come through the website at robertscottbell.com. Bear with me. Sometimes I can't get to it very quickly. But then Dennis wrote me back as I wrote him and talked about this. As you say on your show, the power to heal is yours. I believe that for the last 35 years, I've had type 1 for 40 years. This is Amy, his wife, writing now. I've tried many natural remedies, herbs, diets, lifestyle changes, homeopathics, all with varying degrees of success. Most recently, I was a vegan, raw foodist for 7 years, reducing my insulin requirements greatly. But after many fasts and colonics and feeling greatly undernourished and unable to get off of insulin, I began a paleo primal locavore diet, eating nearly 100% of all our food from local farms. My diet is primarily meat, eggs, butter, and vegetables, no grains or sugars of any kind. I exercise daily and take whole food chromium, alpha lipoic acid, goji berry extract, non-caloric, she says. She says, and what she does is really extraordinary. And I acknowledge her for that, that these changes, you know, some people will die on a vegan diet. I'm not kidding you. There are certain body types that don't do well on that. I know this upsets the religious cultists and the raw food group, who I respect. Believe me, I do. If you can do well on exclusively 100% raw food, knock yourself out. I'm not here to argue with you. I'm here to support your choice, because this show is about freedom, is it not? And if, you know, Amy found that it didn't work for her to be, you know, more vegan, and she went on a paleo type diet, darn it, that's fantastic. The proof is in the so-called living, the experience. And as I say, even as I try to simplify these things, there are always going to be complexities. When someone comes to see me, I can give you some general guidelines, absolutely. But there are always going to be some unique things I can't do over the radio show to everybody in that way. So I have to speak often in broad terms, but also specifically within those broad terms on what we can do to let's say, get our body back in line. And as Amy talks about going local, I mean, you have stories after story of the FDA trying to scare you that local food is going to kill you. Yeah, I mean, they're actually trying to convince you that local food is not safe, and therefore you must accept ever more interventionism of the FDA variety. And the AP is covering this story. It's saying it. I've got it linked up here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. Local organic food, not always safer. We'll tell that to Amy, who's doing tremendously well as a type 1 diabetic. But they don't want you to know these things. They stifle and muzzle freedom of speech here in America. And I think it takes people from outside of the country often to point this out. They love liberty. They've come here because they love this country and what it stands for, or at least what it stood for. And we're going to hear from one such American naturalized patriot, Denny Hestand of electricbody.com next. He's supporting us in our Raw Milk Freedom Riders. And I'm grateful to have him on board. We're going to learn a lot about this. You want to learn about an electric body? A lot of cool stuff coming up next on The Healing Revolution. I'm glad you're here. 866-939-BELL. And that, of course, is robertscottbell.com. Please sign up for email alerts at naturalnewsradio.com. And special hat tip to Prepper Podcast Network, prepperpodcast.com, for picking us up. And all of y'all listen on all around planet Earth that love liberty as I do. Thank you for being here. We'll be right back.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing on with the healing revolution here, my good friend Mike Adams, the health ranger, you know, put out a plea of sort of a request for help, because the Raw Milk Riders, Raw Milk Freedom Ride, is happening on November 1st, and we wanted to cover that, embedded right within it, to cover this event of these brave and courageous moms who simply want to feed their children some of the healthiest foods on earth, and that includes the milk that is coming from the cows that are, well, unadulterated, non-chemicalized, and certainly their milk, once it comes out, is safe and perfect to drink without being adulterated by the FDA and the pasteurization process, etc. But yet the federal government and the Fear and Death Administration, as I call them, unfortunately believes that you're not capable of making decisions about what you can eat. And that's why we had earlier this hour, or last hour, in fact, Liz Reitzig. And we're going to see her thanks to the efforts of a few companies, and one of them right now, the man behind it, I am thrilled to have on the air here with me, Denny Hestand, and he's from Electric Body. He's the CEO of Electric Body, and you're thinking, wow, what is this Electric Body? We're all going to get zapped here, but this is a good kind of zapping. This guy's into healing, and he's into health freedom, and I love him already. Denny, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. So glad to have you on board.
Awesome. Glad to be here.
Well, it's really nice that you heard the call, and I want people to understand the background. What was it that, you know, struck a chord for you about this real milk, raw milk issue here in the States as you come from New Zealand originally?
Well, yeah, I was born and bred on a dairy farm, and I've had raw milk straight from the cow since I was born. So my entire family and all my three kids were brought up on raw milk. So as Kiwi dairy farmers and now manufacturers of New Zealand colostrum skin cream, it's a very dear issue to me.
So you know how dangerous this stuff is.
Pasteurized milk, hell yeah. And controlled government, hell yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, man, right after my heart. You get it. And, of course, your history, of course, starting out that way, it's really interesting because I grew up, Danny, where food came out of the grocer's freezer, out of a box. I mean, we didn't know in America, coming from New York, the city slicker, so to speak. It was all, you know, a foreign concept. You read about farms. You really didn't know. And I had to come to this 24 years into my life, being 24 years chronically ill due to being raised by doctors. And this awareness has transformed my life for the better. And yet, I get so upset when I see that the government's trying to deny basic rights, human rights, to access food that is unadulterated in this way.
It just amazes me. You know, when I first came to America about 15 years ago, you know, I've seen the erosion of civil liberties and freedoms in this country. You know, I've actually got a book on my head. It's called America, the Land of the Great and Free, with a big cancelled stamp on it. Because there's very little freedoms left in America, and it's really devastating. You know, I grew up on raw milk. In fact, my mother, who's still alive in 97 in a couple of days' time, and still as fit as a fiddle with a brain still functioning perfectly, never went to a supermarket until in her 80s when she left the farm.
Wow. Yeah, we need more of that. I mean, I've encouraged people to start coming back to local as much as you can, and certainly getting the food that isn't altered in any way other than the way it's meant to be eaten, as it has been for thousands and thousands of years on this planet. So, you know, but you've done some innovative things here, not only with raw milk and raw colostrum for the immune system, for regeneration as such. You came out with a natural skincare line. I will say this stuff is healing stuff. As I'm reading what is in it and what is not in it, I know you can't say as much as I can say about it. And this is just an intro for the audience. But my goodness, Electric Body Healthy Skincare is something that can transform what you do topically.
It's amazing. And you know, colostrum has been known as a life-giving and skin-healing compound since before the dawn of time, basically. In fact, there's more research about the healing and immune system and the health benefits of colostrum than all the drugs on the market today combined.
Yeah, it's incredible. There was a time in my healing as well that I came across this colostrum concept. I mean, like I said, the city slicker to someone who now is a holistic medicine all the way. That was, you know, all of these things were so foreign, and I realized how many tools did I not know about growing up.
And exactly. That's why us farmers, you know, we call the city people, you know, just bloody townies, you know.
That, you know, it's appropriate. I embrace and I acknowledge my past because my ignorance forced me to learn the hard way, that which is now indelibly marked into my own DNA, and I'm grateful for that. At the time, I didn't know. It was much a little bit of why me, why do I suffer? And the answer came, of course, later. You dunderhead, you had to suffer so you could learn and you could teach, and this is the reason for something. Now, the question is how much suffering we here in the United States have to do before we say enough with this FDA stuff, which is why these moms are real, really inspiring to me that they're willing to basically some civil disobedience here. They're calling the FDA and they're saying, hey, we're going to do this. Come and get us.
Yeah, it's amazing how I've always wondered why don't Americans rise up against the tyranny of the control mechanism here in this country. It's just, I've done about 250 radio shows and many television shows all around the world, and my book, Electrical Nutrition, addresses all these issues, how the body works electrically and what happens when you cook food. You know, people are so uninformed, they don't realize that, you know, that if we got a temperature in our body, if it went over, you know, 48 degrees, we're dead. Well, Celsius. I talk in Celsius. I'm more advanced than Americans on there. Sorry,
well,
we do have
Kiwis that listen. We have people that are on the Celsius standard, so they'll understand.
Yeah, 104 Fahrenheit. I think I got that conversion right.
Yeah.
And, you know, you die. Every mammal on Earth dies at that temperature. So what happens to the electrical field or the zeta potential around every molecule short circuits? It's gone. If there's no electrical field, there is no life. And when you pasteurize things, when you cook things at excessive temperature, that same electrical field is gone. So there's no life transfer in it. And this is the issue. But, you know, every biophysicist and every scientist I've ever talked to in the last 30 years knows this or agrees with me with this. There's research that has shown this, but of course, we're not told this.
Well, yeah, that's the hidden teaching is like literally empowering the people to the point where the so-called authorities or the authoritarians, the elitists that would like to rule over us, they realize that that kind of knowledge basically takes away their ability to control the people.
Exactly. And as I said in my book, Electrical Nutrition, which is actually still available through Amazon or on our website, just type in Electrical Nutrition, anybody. I said there is... If everybody got healthy in the United States of America tomorrow, this economy would collapse because 60 cents out of every dollar, if you take out the military out of it, is indexed to disease.
Mm. Yeah, well, you're right. It's a disease care model, not a health care model. But but also, if everybody were healthy in that way, or even 10% more of the American people were healthy, there would be a revolution tomorrow, a real one. It would be overthrowing the authoritarians because we would not only see through it, but we'd have the bodies that can function enough to act on what we see.
Exactly. Everybody wouldn't be so brain dead and numb.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and that's why the growth of natural news and natural news radio and the Robert Scott Bell Show is it's kind of corresponding to what we're seeing as a consciousness shift. It doesn't happen at the snap of a finger, but there's a critical mass that is growing. There's divine discontent all over planet Earth. We can see that with, from some side politically with the Tea Party. Now they'll occupy Wall Street. I'm not saying that everybody gets it the way we may, but at the same time, there is this discontent that is bubbling up. Now, they don't know what to do, where to direct their energies, but as they get healthier, they're probably going to be able to see even more clearly to take that energy and do something positive and constructive with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's really why I developed my Colostrum skin cream, because, you know, I've been in the healing industry for 30-odd years now, and it's I can't get to everybody, and people like me can't help everybody. And I thought, and when I promised my cancer clients, which I've seen thousands of, I was implored to make a natural skin cream that gave life and gave beautiful skin that didn't damage them or didn't put a chemical molecule or petrochemical in through the dermal layers of their skin in any way, shape, or form. And it just became a compulsion to me. And growing up with colostrum, growing up with the understanding of nature, you know, that's my trade. That's my what I lived with for 40 years of my life. I said, you know, colostrum is God's rules. It's the most powerful life-giving substance on earth. I just figured out how to put God in a bottle, basically. If I could, you know, because it's God's rules. You know, colostrum is made to give life. It's the only thing that activates the DNA code. So I thought, if you could put it on the skin and transdermal it into the skin layers, the vibrational field of that colostrum, if it was still intact, would actually lift people's life force. And we show that on our website. It would give life. It would change consciousness. So, you know, the last 8 years, that's what I've done, is develop this amazing colostrum skin cream. And not only is it a beauty cream and a fabulous healing compound, which I'm technically not allowed to say about it,
yes,
it supplies almost like a charge into your body, a charge of life force.
Mm. How long have you been here in the States? Because, you know, this was once the land of liberty, and certainly sometimes it's perceived as such, but you've acknowledged, and I talk to people from all over the world, and they see the things that we here in the U.S. often don't see what's happening of ourselves, particularly those from Eastern Europe that are coming to America saying, you guys are going the direction we just abandoned over the last 10, 20, 30 years. And is it something that we see that, like in my experience, I had to be sick before I could appreciate health? You know, and if that's the case, of course, how sick do we have to get? But you're providing tools for people to get back to the healthy side of things.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been doing basically, you know, for the last 30 years of my life. It's been profound. I first come over here about 18 years ago, on and off for a few years. And then I've been here permanently for about 15. It's stunned me how America has lost its freedoms, how it's lost its way, how Americans have just been numbed down in that time. It's, you know, I go back to New Zealand or I go to my family in Europe, whatever, And the difference is profound. You know, if I was the government of America, I'd make every 18-year-old leave this country for 4 years, go let them see how the rest of the world lives, and come back here and I'd say, oops, we're not free anymore.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're one of the probably the most unfree country in the Western world.
Yeah, there's this concept of asking permission where none is required. And the people have been kind of convinced over a number of generations now that the government is superior to them, whereas America was one of this grand experiment originally where the sovereignty was no longer with the king or queen, but it was with the people. And you had a government.
Right.
And that has been lost over a span of a number of generations now. And, of course, corresponding to that is the loss of health, and it's sort of a chicken and egg scenario.
Yeah, you know, just even things like driver's license. How dare the state think I've got to have a license to drive? I may have to prove that I'm capable, but to pay somebody a license to drive on the road that I paid for?
Wow.
You've got to be joking. You know, it's just all these little things. If I let loose, I would be in jail so quickly.
Daddy,
revolutionary.
I knew I'd like you. I like you even more as we continue this conversation. You're right. And by the way, you know, statutory definitions is something that, you know, I've had to study as well, because you learn that they try to trip you up like all of these natural healers that actually can, let's say, help reverse cancer. They may or may not be medical doctors. They may or may not have a license. In fact, the ones that understand this never want a license, because it basically means that they have given up their birthright in healing, and now they're asking permission to do some kind of commercial activity that is a privilege. And healing should never be considered a privilege. It's always been our birthright. And that's why I say at the end of every show, the power to heal is yours. It's not a slogan. It's the God's honest truth.
Absolutely. You know, it's phenomenal that anything outside the Bible of the pharmaceutical industry or the medical system as we know it is illegal, basically. I've had friends that have been arrested, and I've been very careful to be under the radar enough, but I've just been doing my thing. But, you know, I push the envelope as much as possible. But it's stunning to me how we tolerate this inability to make personal choices.
Hmm. Denny Hestand is my guest this hour, and I'm enjoying it more than I even thought I would. I knew I'd like it. Denny, thank you for being here. Stay with me. We got to take a quick break here. I got all the links up at the blog today at robertscottbell.com, including to electricbody.com. Check this stuff out. It's really awesome. And thank Denny from me personally for making it possible that I could be up there at the Raw Milk Freedom Ride coming up on November 1st. We're coming right back with more powerful healing on this Healing Revolution Friday. Stay with us.
Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs, and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only 5-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers, and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones and any HRT? Don't wait. Get my 5-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave
Scott,
and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
You want to talk about a healing revolutionary? We found one, or he found us. I don't know which way it goes, but Denny Hestand is with us, electricbody.com supporter. Thanking you. I am thanking you, in fact, for supporting us to embed the coverage on Monday, or Tuesday, in fact, coming up in Washington, D.C., as the Raw Milk Freedom Riders, these moms, these super moms, these warrior moms, are going to take it to the FDA in defense of our freedom to consume the milk that is real, that is raw, and the food that we want to give to our children. Thank you again, Denny.
Awesome. Great to be here.
Well, you know, you obviously have a wealth and depth and breadth of knowledge in so many areas. I know we cannot contain it in one or even two segments together. So I have a sense we're going to have a lot of fun in the coming weeks or months.
I hope so. That'd be great. Anytime you want.
Yeah. But, the freedom to heal, the essence of everything we do, recognizing that, we live in electromagnetic, if we can go electrochemical too, but electromagnetic universe. We begin to understand that. Now we can take healing to places that most in the West, that are just what we call materialist, reductionist, fear to tread. They never want to go there because it blows their sense of limited reality, or reality that is purposefully trying to limit the consciousness of the people.
Yeah, it's amazing that as soon as you mention energy to a lot of people, they sort of eyes glaze over. Yet the very basis of life is electromagnetic system. It's just all impulse-based, just like a computer, or the way we're talking now through impulses down a fiber optic cable. It's just a transmission of an impulse of light. That's how the universe works, and that's how these bodies work. And until we get our head around that and wrap that up into our consciousness, we will never solve the so-called health problems that exist.
Yeah. Well, if you've seen it around the world, and I know you've traveled as I did, and I loved your suggestion that everybody get out of this country and learn and get amongst the different cultures, which I was had the great fortune of doing as a young person. I would go summers and I would backpack. I'd go, take the Ural Pass. I'd stay in I'd stay in the pensions and the hostels. And a lot of times I would end up staying with families of people that would invite me in. And it was just a life-changing experience. And I went to Africa, West Africa, twice, and I saw a whole world through different eyes. These people had such an open heart, and yet they looked at me, at a certain point when I went back with the healing knowledge that I have in homeopathy, they were looking at the white man from the West to say, tell us what to do. And you know what I said? I said, go back to the bush and save everything that your ancestors knew to use, and don't let anybody destroy it.
Exactly. That's the beauty of growing up in rural New Zealand, because the entire New Zealand dairy industry is naturally pasture-raised, outdoor-fed, just eating the grass. And, one of the things that is so different to agriculture, to human healthcare, in farming, the cow has to be healthy so she eats, so we can milk her next day, so we can pay the bills next month. So if she gets sick, it's too late. So we have to know about health. And, I ask all these people, all these authors I meet around the world, that have written this diet book and that health book, and I say, well, how many years did you spend on the farm, and how many animals did you keep alive for how many years? And they look at me and they say, what are you talking about? you know, I've got a PhD in nutrition or whatever. I says, you know nothing unless you spent 5 years on a farm looking after 10,000 cows and kept them all alive and kept them calving every year until they were 21 years of age, which was 105 by human equivalent, which my oldest cow was. I said, you don't know shit about health. Until you can show me that, then I'll understand and listen to your knowledge. And that's why I wrote Electrical Nutrition, and that's why I developed my skin cream. I developed from the basis of understanding how nature works.
Mm. Electrical Nutrition, the book I would encourage everybody to pick up and read. I'll have the links up at the blog at robertscottbell.com, as well as the links directly to electricbody.com. Check out all these wonderful things, and you can hear the knowledge and the wisdom behind it as Denny lets loose. He cannot be contained, and that's what we love him. Taking this out further, I think the idea when they say send people around the world to experience life, I would love to also send kids to farms to actually get in touch with the soil. It's something that I lacked in my upbringing, to learn things, because my mentor, in fact, knew so much about organic growing. You know, he understood the soil and how it related to life in the animals and the humans as well. And mm-hmm. it transformed my worldview completely.
Totally, totally, it does. And it doesn't take much for lovingly called a townie. When they get out on the farm for a couple of 3 weeks or a month, they start to see a different reality. They start to put two and two together. And it doesn't take much to educate people to the reality of how nature works. And once they get that, they never lose it, you know, and it's such a wonderful thing.
Well, I guess the fear of it is, you know, what we have, the wrong-headed thing going back a couple of hundred years or more to what's known as the germ theory, unaffectionately, the germ theory, and Louis Pasteur and what happened from him. And he actually was quite a thief, but he was friends with the emperor. And I find that funny. You know, it's always been about who you know, right?
Yes.
If you got good connections.
A man should have been castrated at a young age.
Yeah, you can be a liar, a cheat, a thief, whatever. But if you know the emperor, hey, you'll do fine, right? Yep. And yet Claude Bernard and Antoine Béchamp, these were the real geniuses. And Pasteur like kind of borrowed a little bit from him. And then everybody adopted this idea that the germ is going to kill us all. We must kill it first. And we live our lives on planet Earth much like that, in preemptive war against everyone, everything, whether it be called a terrorist or whether it be called a microbe.
Right. You know, and this body is that's what I'm, especially with the skin cream, you know, I say to women when I talk at spas and my seminars and that around the world, I say, you know, your skin, your body is a biologically live farm and garden. Your skin, for every square centimeter, contains 100,000 critters living in it called microbacteria and enzymes. Why are you putting a biologically dead compound on a biologically live absorbable organ? And they just, their mouths drop open because there's no answer to that stupidity. You know?
Well, the word is getting out. I mean, the studies now about the microbiome and the flora within the body, much less that which is on top of it. You know, that's why we don't want to put toxins that destroy that barrier, that microbial barrier that is helpful to the immune system and protects us.
Exactly. So, you know, with our skin cream, I've just made, the world's first biologically live colostrum-based skin cream. You know, I got a doctor friend, he says, you figured out how God worked and put it in a bottle. And in essence, I did, because, you know, God, nature, the universe, that's wrapped up to me. You know, the word God, G-O-D, is the geometry of divinity in Hebrew, which is the understanding of the allness. That's what it means to me. Mm. And when you understand that concept of how biological life works, you can make some choices. You can change the biological process if it's not working properly. And that's why I bought out my skin cream.
it's a wonderful thing. You know, even when we talk about the microflora topically and internally, they're now recognizing it, as we have for years in holistic medicine, as the seat of the immune system, a second brain, in fact. You know, these microflora produce serotonin, you know, so you're not depressed. And, you know, all of these things,
we are
so dependent upon that.
Exactly. People don't understand that everything is alive and everything has got a consciousness. You know, to a blade of grass, we can actually, in New Zealand agricultural science, we can actually measure grass communicating with each other. Over long distances, trees communicate with each other. And that every cell in the body, every part of every cell is communicating with each other. And every microbe in the body, the tens of trillions of them, communicate with each other. It is one harmonious symphony. You take one note out of that symphony and it all goes to...
You know, Denny, and they do it without Skype and the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we're the stupid ones because we need all this technology to do what they do naturally.
Yeah.
And you
I
know,
wrote when I was doing the manuscript for Electrical Nutrition, my book that's gone around the world, published by Penguin Putnam in New York. I was in Europe and I was talking to a head of research of Siva Geigy, a very good friend of mine in Switzerland. I said, you know, there's got to be about 100,000 electrical impulses communicating in the body at any one second. He said, no, Denis. He said, to the power of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these biophysicists know this stuff, but it's never taught at medical school.
Yeah, and well, even the homeopaths, believe it or not, Danny, you might find this funny. I don't know if you've heard this, but there are dogmatic homeopaths that say you can only give one remedy at a time because you'll overwhelm the body. I'm thinking, wait a second here. There are just what you said, 100 trillion, billion signals going up and down and right and left all the time without you consciously thinking about it. I'm thinking, oh, you put two homeopathic remedies in there, you're going to screw that up? Oh, we are, and we're in trouble, right? So the homeopaths don't get any free pass from me, even though I consider myself one.
Fair enough. Yeah, because once again, it's most structures. That's why I've never become a structure or never built a structure even around our schools that we teach, the International Academy of Vibrational Wellness, because as soon as you put a structure around something, you limit knowledge. You limit anybody says I have to, is this the only way it is? I get the hell out of there because they've got it wrong. Because there is no have tos there. We have such a limited true understanding of even this thing we live in. It's mind blowing. So there is never have to.
I have a feeling that if anybody tried to put you in a box, the box would just disappear.
I don't tolerate fools very easily, but if anybody wants to argue with me, they better know the science.
That's right. Well, and you have a book about it. I would encourage everybody to pick that up. We'll talk real briefly again about that. But I want to let everybody know how to contact you as well to say thanks for supporting us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and our efforts to get the word out to raise the consciousness and zap with the good healing electricity all over planet Earth those who are willing to listen to the message of health freedom. Electricbody.com, of course, is the number. I see those listening in the United States, and I assume this will work from Canada as well. Typically, they do. The 877 number, 317-SKIN, 877-317-SKIN, or 7546 to get a hold of you. And, Denny, do you actually talk to people, too, or do you have a staff of a million there? What's going on?
No, we've got a very small operation. I've tried to keep it that way. Email's the best. You know, we do with 200 or 300 emails a day. And just email us from the website. There's a connection on there. And, of course, the other website is vibrationalwellness.com.
Okay.
That's my healing website and where we do our teach vibrational wellness around the world.
All right, vibrationalwellness.com. I have that linked up as well in the blog. And, Denny, this is, like I said, I hope the first of many times we can get together on the air and let loose like you did.
I'd love to chew the fat with you about all sorts of realities about health and life because, you know, this has been my passion for the last 30 years for me. And, you know, my book, actually, the one that's listed there on the website's Journey to Truth, has actually been made into a documentary right now by Chesapeake Films.
Really? Is that already out to see?
There's a link on it somewhere on YouTube.
Okay, Journey to Truth.
Yeah.
And a documentary, so it's already available for viewing.
There's 8 minutes of a trailer that's available for viewing, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, we'll have to check that out as well. And again, thank you so much for making it possible for us to get up to the Raw Milk Freedom Ride to, you know, make sure that this is covered adequately so the world will see the courage and tenacity of the Americans that who have not given up, who are willing and working to restore liberty to this land.
I just admire them so much, and I just could not support them. And you guys, I would like to be there myself, but I just want to put some passion in everybody in America. You guys, we guys, I'm American now, we have to stand up for who we are, for our human rights and our liberties and our freedoms to make our own choices for about our lives. If we don't, we are worse than any culture has ever been. For God's sakes, America, wake up and step up.
Amen. Denny Hestand, electricbody.com. Bless you, sir. Thank you so much for being here.
Awesome.
We got a little bit more healing to do to wrap up the Healing Revolution Friday after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, Don, in this hour, I opened the show, but I really wanted to get a lot of this, Denny in because it was so fascinating what he had to bring in the electric discussion. I love the energy discussion. But
he's a great guy.
Yeah, isn't he cool?
I mean, he really is. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, he's fun. I look forward. Hopefully we can do a lot more in the future with him because he really gets it. And when somebody comes to America because of a love of liberty and they recognize the loss of it and are willing to speak out, I respect that even more. So I expect that we'll hear more from him in the near term. But, you know, the H. pylori, Helicobacter pylori has been linked to stomach ulcers for a long time. And so they give you antibiotic after antibiotic. And then, you know, beyond the Tums and Rolaids that I grew up with, all the acid blocking drugs now, the proton pump inhibiting drugs have been very problematic over the last few years, you know, hearing more and more about the elderly suffering with what's known as the, what I call it, a Prilosec deficiency disease. I mean, it's not, but the presence of Clostridium difficile or C. diff infections. You ever heard me talk about the C. diff?
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's been something that they've been talking about for a long time.
You know, and you hear about infections that are like MRSA all the time, but C. diff I never heard about years and years ago when I first started studying homeopathics and learning and helping infections and such. And suddenly everybody's got C. diff, the elderly. Well, what are they all on? They're all on these proton pump inhibiting drugs to stop the production of stomach acid. Why? Well, they say, well, they've got problems with their gastroesophageal reflux disease. And of course, the acid's eating away. They must be producing too much acid, but it's quite the opposite. And then when I say, well, it's not enough acid is the problem, they go, wait, but it's eating away at my esophagus. It's because the little stomach acid that you're producing is not digesting the proteins properly where they're designed to be broken down in that low pH of the stomach at 2.0 or so. And at that point, you get gases developing as, I'm sorry to be gross here, but the putrefaction of these proteins. And now you've got gas bubbles and it's like a volcano erupting. And the little acid there gets blown up into the valve leading to the esophagus. And you start getting erosion of the tissue there because you don't have enough acid to break it down. You follow me? Does that make sense?
Right.
I got to get it.
Okay,
simple.
So you're taking a drug that is going into the body and it is causing it to not do what it normally would do, and somehow
absolutely
we think that
stopping
that's okay.
It. Yeah. Exactly. And then the unintended consequences, as Ron Paul says about foreign policy,
blowback,
all that is blow up, right?
Yeah.
And so we got all these C. difficile infections. And, you know, of course, I've utilized silver, as you know, to eradicate a lot of these infections. When I was at that, I think I mentioned I went to a pharmacy school, a major university recently, and they were talking about digestive disorders, about these things. That's what stimulated my wanting to talk about it. And they talked about a lot of different botanicals that can address this, and I'm all for that too. But they still don't know, again, about silver. Like we talked about earlier today, how the museum you found this picture, or the actual stuff, you took a picture of the silver nitrate, right? That they use silver as an antimicrobial. So we could safely do that, coming back to the gastrointestinal protocol that I use with silver and aloe, certainly to help heal the tissue. But we also have to get the supplements in that help to produce the stomach acids. We have mineral deficiencies, including and especially magnesium, that is rampant. And that magnesium deficiency basically inhibits our body, because if it's not there, we can't produce the acid necessary to digest the protein so we can break this cycle. Also, we're learning more and more about the reliance that we have, the absolute reliance on the microbial world for not only digestive process and immune process, but even brain chemistry, serotonin production, the bacteria in our gut, when they're not there in their proper balance and health. We cannot basically be happy people, shiny happy people, because we're not producing the adequate chemicals that help with normal interaction with the world from an emotional and even mental construct sense. When I was at that lecture at the pharmacy school there, I found it fascinating too, the images. And I've used some of these images in PowerPoint presentations of the little villi. It's like a little forest. It's in, a lot of indentations in the gut lining, the epithelial lining of the intestines. And literally, they showed how the microflora would inhabit, like a like a rainforest or something, into these little crevices and areas. And it just strengthens my argument that I've been saying for years. When we wipe out not only the flora with an antibiotic, but when we wipe out, like taking napalm to a jungle in Vietnam, you literally defauna, if I can say it that way. You deforest the area, and now suddenly you don't have the right environment for the rehabilitation of all the microflora in the soil. So you can put good probiotics in there, and I've talked about those for years. They get down there, they got nothing to cling to, they've got no shelter. You follow me? So we want to restore integrity to the epithelial lining. We've got to do that. How do we do that? We come back to the beauty of the trace element known as silver in its role of downregulating fibrogenic cytokines in the gut, the lining of the gut, and de-differentiating and re-differentiating stem cells to accelerate tissue regrowth and tissue healing, so that the epithelial lining, the integrity comes back. The villi are restored. Now, we do that with the silver and the aloe protocol. I'm working on getting this out. I apologize. It takes me a lot longer than I wish it would to complete a lot of these projects that I'm working on, including the vaccine seminar, gastrointestinal seminar, to get more detailed information that I can cover on the air, even 2 hours every day. But suffice it to say, then if you do that, you can replenish with the good, like the Probiotics 12 Plus that I like. You could call Jonathan at 866-424-1077 and get that if you'd like. And you're back on the road to recovery. I mean, that's it. We pepper the information that is empowering to you, that dances through many different areas of life, political, economic, as well as physiological, mental, emotional, and even spiritual issues. Because, holistic healing, natural healing, it's about everything, including, by the way, I want to hats off to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for covering this story. I mean, this is something that add you clarity. I'd really look into this. It was like one of those cure-all things, and it turns out it may be battery acid sold for internal consumption. So I'll link that story up at the website at robertscottbell.com in today's show notes. And please, if you haven't done so already, when you go to naturalnewsradio.com, if you happen to listen there, please enter your email address. You'll get all the daily updates as well. Say thanks to all the great sponsors that are supporting us here, this message of health freedom and genuine liberty, empowering you to heal yourself, because that's the way it is designed to happen. Unfortunately, when we let our guard down, when we put other people in charge of our health, we get dangerous, let's say, unintended consequences, like the CDC telling us vaccines are safe. You'll learn more and more that the people who say these things are safe are brutal in their own lives, the bizarre behaviors that they exhibit in their own lives, including this CDC director that was basically arrested for child molestation and bestiality. And we recognize, yes, in other areas of life, there are really bizarre and warped people. But to have somebody at that level by the name of Dr. Kimberly Quinlan Lindsay, a top official with the CDC, doing that, if you take anything the CDC says seriously, that they actually know what they're doing, I mean, You want to wonder why this woman was worried about swine flu? She was probably doing some strange things with pigs. I'm sorry that I had to mention it, but it is worth noting that these are the people in charge of your health and protecting you. I'd say defund and dismantle the CDC. We can't do it fast enough. And we're at it. It's the weekend. Are you ready to rock the weekend? I got a special event of the Sunday show I'll be previewing as well, the Raw Milk Freedom Ride. Special thanks to Helping America as well as Electric Body and Boku Superfoods for supporting me. I'm going to be up there on Monday, Tuesday, and partly Wednesday, but we'll be covering that event live on the air Tuesday, God willing, the Raw Milk Freedom Ride. Thank you. Another great week of healing in media like nowhere else in media on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. All I ask is you say thanks to those who support this message of health freedom. And in the meantime, have a wonderful weekend. What am I saying? Of course you're going to have a wonderful weekend, because you know that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Scott Bell Show.